Tom Karkelwin, the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a high of about 67. In Kenosha right now, it's 54 degrees. Also 54 in Burlington, 56 in Milwaukee, and 54 in Racine. Just after midnight, Summers Fire Rescue dispatched for an injury accident at Highways H and E, and not long after that, additional personnel sent to that location. Flight for Life landing nearby to get the victim and take off for Frederick Hospital. Just before 8 o'clock last night, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office handled a one-vehicle crash in the 500 block of Sheridan Road, from which one person was later taken to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. Yesterday afternoon, the helicopter was brought in to the scene of an injury crash at Kenosha County Highway WG east of Highway 45 in Bristol, the vehicle in that case striking a tree. In all three of those scenarios, the details about the accident and the victims not yet available. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford says the death of a student from Burlington who was killed with two Burlington High School students in a fiery crash in Walworth County is devastating. In a statement, Dr. Ford says Landon Brown was known to many because he played a key role in Parkside Range. That's the university's contemporary a cappella group. They performed at faculty and staff functions, community gatherings, student events, even the recent spring commencement. Ford adding that Brown is the third Parkside student to die in car accidents in the past 6 months. Burlington High School juniors Hunter Morby and Jason Davis also killed in that crash in Walworth County. Last night, a community gathering held in the high school gym and out on the track for the students, the staff, and members of the community. 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issues a ruling out of Chicago that says the Kenosha Unified School District violated the rights of a transgender student, Ash Whitaker, by refusing to let him use the boys' bathroom, so it's upholding a lower court's injunction that forced Tremper High School to let Whitaker use the bathroom that aligns with his gender identity. All this with graduation coming this Sunday for the 17-year-old senior. Three-judge panel concluding the district failed to provide any evidence of how the preliminary injunction would harm it or any of its students or parents. One of Whitaker's attorneys is Joseph Wardensky. He had this reaction for our partners at Gateway Public Radio.
So he'll be seeking monetary damages to compensate him for the harms that he suffered last year because of the discrimination, and we'll also attempt to seek policy changes from the school district.
Ron Stadler's an attorney for Kenosha Unified. In a statement, says the court's ruling merely returns the case to the trial court to continue the plaintiff's claim for damages. The district, he said, will analyze whether to ask the full Seventh Circuit panel to review the case, whether to consider an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, or whether to defend the case in the trial court and then seek appellate review later. A skeptical judge in Racine County spared prison time for former Racine Unified substitute teacher Justin Beaton, who reportedly sexted and fondled three high school girls. The 29-year-old Beaton sentenced to 3 years probation and a full year in the county jail on work release by Judge Emily Miller. Much of the sentencing discussion on whether Beaton, despite expressions of remorse and embarrassment, actually gets it, according to Judge Miller, who said she was not satisfied that Beaton has a realistic sense of right and wrong when dealing with young girls. Charges filed in Racine County against the driver of a car that hit another vehicle on Sheridan Road Sunday evening before it hit a utility pole and then burst into flames. 54-year-old Robert Stinson facing a number of charges. Witnesses told Mount Pleasant Police Stinson's vehicle was going ridiculously fast, another saying he flew past other cars before hitting the vehicle in question that was waiting to make a turn onto Larson Street. Injuries connected to that crash, none of them major. City of Racine should have its new mayor by the time a study of facilities is presented around next January on the physical status of the 50-year-old public safety building and potential options for the future in housing the police and fire departments. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated the request for qualifications on a study would also incorporate the other fire stations as well as the police impound lot.
And moving forward with our CIP, we don't intend this making any significant investments in the safety building moving forward till we have a study. We're going to put those, for the most part, on hold. There's emergency repairs that we're in the process of taking care of right now. We've had some structural issues on the parking lot. A year ago, we had structural issues on some of the exterior walls. I mean, we're only going to address things that are going to be of an urgent nature in the meantime.
Alderman Sandy Widener, though, felt the emphasis ought to be just on the safety building, given that facility studies were done in recent years and that money might be needed to build a new facility.
We've kind of been putting off like the paving of the annex parking lot because we were considering perhaps building a new facility for the safety building in that area. I think we need to get moving on this, especially because the council is about to consider spending on debt service anywhere up to $50 or $60 million on a new arena, and we have some infrastructure needs that need to be addressed.
The request for qualifications from interested consultants due by June the 27th to begin the selection process. A new Evergreen Academy school is going to be constructed on Mount Pleasant's side of Chicory Road across the street from Dr. Jones School, which is in Racine Unified. And to go along with that is a deal now negotiated with the city of Racine for road improvements. Even though busing is not an issue, this is for the private school to open up next January. City engineer John Rooney talking about this issue only getting to the city this past spring, well past the point of being able to plan for the road update, let alone have any money for it in the budget.
There was just no way we could take that on and get that work done. Besides, there was no budget for it. Even if we were be able to do it, there's no funding mechanism. There's no way to fund that project. So the city attorney has been working with the attorney for the school to come up with an agreement to get this done with the school's contractors.
City Attorney Scott Letty did mention a lengthy, detailed discussion with the attorney for Evergreen. It boils down to the school essentially paying for everything, including limited improvements to the road itself, all scrutinized by the city engineering department. Recommended road agreement will go to the full council. Well, speaking of roads, Racine Kenosha State Senator Van Wongard agrees with Governor Walker that major highway projects in the state do need to get completed. This after the governor has urged the legislature to get it done, using that term. He made that statement during another appearance yesterday in Beloit, touting the need, though, to finish up the I-39 construction project, something Wongard doesn't quite agree with.
Wongard is taking exception to the governor's comments that the I-39 project was in the pipeline before the I-94 reconstruction, which he says started more than 3 years before the other project was officially sanctioned. Wongard noted the governor cited economic development in Rock and Dane counties as a reason for the I-39 project, and he said you can see economic development all along the completed parts of I-94 in Kenosha County, and then you hit the government-created bottleneck in Racine County and it just stops. Wongard says it's time to finish the job. Wongard says he's not in favor of pulling transportation out of the proposed state budget, but says he'll have a difficult time voting for a budget that doesn't include funding and a timeline for the I-94 project. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
Racine City Plan Commission set to meet at 4:15 this afternoon. That'll be in council chambers at City Hall. Among the items on the agenda, a public hearing from Andrew and Angie Molina. They represent Racine Brewing Company. They're seeking a conditional use permit to locate a brewery and tasting room at 303 Main Street downtown. Also, a public hearing on the rezoning and conditional use permit request to set up the Wild Root Market at 500 Walton Avenue and the associated parking at 2214 North Wisconsin Street. There is also on the agenda consideration of an ordinance regarding changes to the rules on signs. And this is still Mental Health Awareness Month. Got one more day of it. A number of local organizations are going to have a rally later today to allow mental health survivors and advocates to share their stories, talk about mental health recovery. It's a free event coming up at Giffords School beginning at 5:30 p.m., Giffords on Northwestern Avenue. The guest speakers to include Deputy Racine Unified Superintendent Eric Gallion, United Way President Rod Prunty, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, and NAMI Racine County Executive Director Mike Boticki. After the program at 6:30, there will be a community resource fair and light refreshments. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.